WCHL, time now for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the trivia meister himself, Freddie Kiker.
How are you?
Doing great, man. Doing better now that you're here.
You're a kind man.
It's always good to see you.
You're a kind man.
You know, when you're one of my best buddies going back over time.
We have a lot of miles.
Yeah. You got a lot of mileage on you. I got a lot of mileage on me.
The odometer is over several times.
It has. It's not a bad thing.
No.
I mean, I'm proud of it. I've been around a long time.
We have history.
We have survived so far.
Gloria Gaynor.
I will survive. I will survive. Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, we're going to do a little vino. Vino. Oh, okay. Wine.
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
All right.
You ready?
I'm not exactly a wine expert.
No, neither am I.
I drink a little wine every now and then.
Brian Keeliff and others are the expertise in this particular field.
Yeah.
You I guess it would be field.
You could go to...
For a vineyard.
Southern Season or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Glass Half Full.
Exactly.
Chapel Hill Wine Company. Various places you could go.
The only wines you and I know are...
Ripple.
I want to go to Miami or something.
Boone's Farm.
No, we just want to whine about something else. Whine.
Used to drink Bally High. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember it, but I don't know.
When I was in college, used to drink Bally
lucky
High.
Lucky your gastrointestinal system survived that.
I'm lucky to be alive, man.
Oh, we both are.
Well,
you ready? All right, here we go, folks. Yeah. If you know this answer, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, which
is 9245.
Thank you very much. Here we go. What grape used to make a popular California wine is called Primitivo in Europe?
Primitivo.
What grape used to make a popular California wine is called Primitivo, Primitivo, in Europe.
Would that be Gilbert Grape or Moby Grape?
Or Alexander the Grape?
Do you remember that rock and roll band in the 1960s called Moby Grape?
Of course.
And there was a movie called Gilbert Grape, Eating Gilbert Grape, or something like that.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a very serious question, so...
As serious as we can be.
Ask it one more time, if you will.
Oh, I shall.
I'm confused.
That's right. What grape used to make a popular California wine is called Primitivo?
Primitivo.
In Europe.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers, where you are
so good to go.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Listen to vital health information provided in a comforting manner with your health. Hosted by Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page of UNC Family Medicine. Is music more your scene? Enjoy live performances by Americana singer-songwriters from the Pittsburgh Roadhouse, hosted by award-winning singer-songwriter Tokyo Rosenthal. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Freddie, you're asking a question about Primitivo. That's,
yes, in Europe over here, what would be the popular California wine? It would be...
I have no idea.
Zinfandel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a variety of black skin wine grapes and originated in Croatia. The variety found its way to the United States in the mid-19th century and is grown in over 10% of California vineyards.
Wow.
You don't have your own... Well, you know what?
What?
I was raised, in tobacco fields.
Uh-huh.
Many of those tobacco fields in the part of North Carolina where I was raised, they're growing grapes
now.
They've
turned into wineries.
Yeah, I live in a federally acknowledged wine district.
Really?
Yes, the Yadkin Valley Wine District.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's really kind of cool, but we also have wineries around here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd be riding
down toward
the country.
Hall River in Pittsboro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a bunch.
Going the other way.
Foothills.
Yeah, there's you can be riding around out in the country, and all of a sudden there's a winery.
Yep, exactly.
You didn't even know it was there.
Exactly.
It's kind of cool.
Well, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just we're making another vice.
Yeah,
we went from cigarettes to wine.
That's right.
Cigarettes to alcohol.
I hope that some of our tobacco farmers were able to make some money off that because they really suffered for a long time.
Yep.
Had
to make the transition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, hey, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you Friday.
It's been an educational experience as always.
As always.